When Dan needs to take a break with his fingers, he is most welcome to do so. But we're actually just going to go into, we just want to do a bit of ministry out of some worship, and we just felt like there might be some healing that God is going to do, and there's some words of knowledge to share in our family time today. So I wanted to start that with reminding us that at the beginning of the year, welcome to those who are visiting for the first time, by the way. Sorry, I did mean to do that earlier. I think most people have been with us at least once before, so welcome. It's good to have everyone here. Now, at the beginning of the year, if you weren't here, something that I spoke about was that there are three things that I felt God was saying to us for this season in our lives. And we don't want to just say this year, because seasons can be 10 years or 1 year or 1 month. But I felt like he was saying to us that we needed to be laser focused, that we needed to be able to hear his voice so richly. And where would we be without his voice? And the third thing was that he wanted us to dig really deep wells of his presence in our lives. And we know in 1 Samuel 30 verse 6 how David, before he became king, before all those things, he was way out, you know, with the sheep and the lion and the bear, and he learned how to strengthen himself in the Lord. And what I see for us as I'm talking to people and praying with people and being with people is that there is always going to be stuff happening around our worlds, but God is bringing this core strength. He's strengthening you from the inside out. So no matter what happens, wherever you turn, you come from a place of living from the inside out, which is his presence, which is his joy, and which is his peace. So what I wanted to do, I just want to read the rest of Psalm 23, because I feel like God wants to show you something or say something to you or give you something in this time. So if you need to, close your eyes to focus, whatever you need to do, stand on a chair. Doesn't worry me. As long as you just engage the moment, I feel like he's going to just lead us into an encounter. So I want to read from the beginning again from Psalm 23. I really feel like there's a lot of treasure in this for us today. Psalm 23, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and your love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be with you forever. That verse that says, you prepare a banqueting table before me in the presence of my enemies. What I saw for us today is that for some of you, your circumstance feels like an enemy right now. It feels like it's warring against you. And I saw you sit down at the banqueting table with Jesus, and I saw him put on this banqueting table gifts for you. I saw him put on their fruit. I saw fruit. I saw words. I saw experiences. So just take a moment and just sit with him at the banqueting table. And just say to him, Jesus, what do you have for me to feast on in this battle, in this circumstance? saw a fruit with the word breakthrough on it. He wants you to feast in this breakthrough. I saw a fruit with peace beyond understanding on it. Yeah, God, thank you for your good gifts. Thanks for the feast that we can have every moment of every day because of your presence. Yeah, God, would you take that deep? Just go with me for a minute. I actually see Jesus getting you up from the table with some of you, and he's taking you somewhere. Where is that place?
So when we're in worship before, Kate, tell me where to go. The Spirit tells me where to go. So when we're in worship before, Kate, you were in the foreground when the lyrics were in the background for me. So bad luck to you. But yeah, the lyric came up, sing a hallelujah, I'll watch the darkness flee. And just as we were singing that, I just had a sense that there was a connection with that lyric for you. And the sense that I had attached to it was, thing that I had, and I don't have any sense of for whom this was, it's got like a drone's eye view of a city, like a CBD, big tall buildings and a network of crisscrossing roads, and what my attention was drawn to was the traffic lights, and I stupidly assumed at first they were all going to be green, because that's a really nice Jesus picture, but actually as I sat with the picture they weren't green, they were a mixture of a bunch of different things, and so I just tried to tune into what the Spirit might have to say in a picture that was shaped like that. And the sense that I had was that it was just an affirmation from Jesus for us, that it's not actually the ease of the passage that certifies the path. It's actually the direction of the path, the destination. And so if there's anyone here tonight for whom there's been more orange lights or red lights than you would have liked in the last little while, the test of whether the Lord's still in the direction that you're on is whether you're still pointing towards Jesus, whether you're becoming more like Jesus, and whether the world is becoming more like Jesus said it could be. So patience in the midst of a mixture of lights, if that's you, and trust in the destination.
I can't remember your name with the little children. Erin? Hi, Erin. I just saw Snow White over you, and I just felt like there was such a purity that God has gifted you in, that you function in that purity and it's actually contagious, and there's a ministry that you carry in that purity. But in the story of Snow White, there's the the apple that's actually poisonous. And I just felt like there was a deception thing going on against you, like coming against you. And I just really felt to break that deception off you, because I feel like it's an attack from the enemy, and I feel like there's been stuff caught up and actually messing with the way you're seeing things from heaven's perspective, that the enemy's trying to bring confusion and deception through that. So can I just break that off you? So right now, in Jesus' name, I'm just going to come and lay my hand on you. If that's all right, is that okay? Yeah, God, I just bless the purity over Erin. I thank you for what you have gifted her in. And right now, I just take authority over the deception and the confusion of the enemy, and I just break it off your world and off your mind and off your vision right now in Jesus' name. And I just declare fresh access to the third heaven, that you're actually going to go to heavenly places more frequently. There's going to be encounters that he's going to give you that are actually going to change everything for you. I just declare fresh transformation, even for your family. I just declare fresh transformation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, I've got something a little bit different. All day, I've just been listening out for anything in terms of physical healing. And all day I've had something going on with my right ear. Does anyone have a problem with their right ear? Like, it actually just feels blocked. Chris and Donna. Okay. And people on the stream. So put your hand up if you're on the stream. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So can you guys just stand up? Let's get two or three people around you, and let's just take a moment to just release the kingdom into that. So we're just going to speak to that. We command it to open. We command pain to leave. And then just ask them how they are. Can some people pay for Gish, who's on the stream? He actually has a blocked ear too, and he just put on the thing. So have a few people pray for Gish as well. Can you test your ear out? Okay, so if they've said, we'll just keep talking about yourselves, but in case you hear me, if they said a little bit, then go great and pray again. Very stubborn. She'll tell us tomorrow. Watch out. Gish, let us know if it has improved. Chris, are you able to test it out? Okay. All right, so we're going to keep going, but you guys speak to that joint, command it to loosen up, command it to stretch the way that it needs to so Chris can open her jaw.
Carolyn was on the stream before. I don't know if you're still there, Carolyn. And if you are, just shoot me a note on the stream. It's got a 20-second delay, so I will get it back from time. But Carolyn re-injured her ankle somewhere in the last week or so, and I've just been feeling all day that God wants to heal that. So if you're there, Carolyn, and even if you're watching this on a recording later, this still works. Just put your hand on it, and in the name of Jesus, I break the power of injury and trauma off your ankle. I break the power of that old injury and the familiarity of that in your body. And we break every spirit of affliction and trauma attached to that injury. We release healing into it right now. We command strength to return to ligaments and muscles. We command all inflammation to go, and for that ankle to be good as new in Jesus' name. Yeah. Grant is here. Grant said he's here. So Grant, if you heard that and she's there, put a hand on her ankle and pray that, because that thing has got to go. That's an assignment from the enemy, and it's got to end now in Jesus' name. Said, I know Di's on the stream as well, and you had some old injuries as well, and I don't know how they're healing, but I've just got a thing around old injury. Has anyone got old injuries that aren't fully healed in the room? Just stand up, assuming that you're able to do that. Anyone else? Ange? Yeah, Linda? Anyone else got an old injury? Yeah? Can you just point to where it is so we know what we're praying for? It's an ankle as well, and it's your right ankle, I think. Was it Grant? Tell me if it was Carolyn's right ankle as well. The ankle is tingling. Okay, this is something we need to know. When something tingles, when you pray for it, that is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So we speak more to what is happening on Carolyn's ankle right now. We bless the presence of the Holy Spirit on your ankle, Carolyn. And we just declare Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work will see it through to completion. And we call that healing through to completion in Jesus' name. I just bless what you are doing, God. Bless what you are doing. Yeah, over your ankle, Ange. In the name of Jesus, we just break the power of injury, trauma, and affliction in Jesus' name. And just as we prayed for Carolyn, we pray for you that all strength will return, that every ligament would be restored to be as good as new, that muscles would loosen and function as they need to, and every bit of inflammation would go in Jesus' name. Test it out if you can to see. Is there anything you can do to know whether anything's changed? You can run. You could run. I don't know. Keep an eye on it. Linda, what are we praying for you? What are we praying for you? Ankle as well? On the left side. Okay. And it's an injury that hasn't fully healed? Yeah. Okay. In Jesus' name, we just speak healing to that injury. While we're praying, just take note of something here. When there's similar lots of things that God is going after all in one go, that's part of His voice. He speaks in themes and patterns. So it's no accident that I called out one ankle and there's at least two more in the room. That's not an accident. That's the voice of God. That's the way that He speaks. So in the, I'm coming down there. Whoa, Holy Spirit is all over you right now. Whoa. Yeah, I bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. I bless what you're doing. There's more fire. More power, God. I bless what you are doing. I bless what you are doing. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, He's touching you from head to toe. It's not just the ankle. He's touching you from head to toe. In Jesus' name, we release your power. We speak to this old injury, and we say, we break the power of trauma and injury, and we separate you in spirit from that moment where that injury happened and from the trauma that happened in your body and the affliction that happened in your body. And we release healing right now in Jesus' name. We command it to be strong and free and to function just like new in Jesus' name. Ooh. I feel like you're getting more than what we're asking for as well right now. So I just, ooh, there's old wells that he's digging up within you right now. There's experiences of the presence of God that you've had in the past, and you kind of feel like it's been a long time. And like, God, will this ever happen again? Will you ever meet me that way again? And he's saying, oh, yes, and a whole lot more. And he blesses your patience. Like, in the season where you've wanted to experience stuff and it's felt a bit desert-like, but you've stayed faithful in the middle of that season, and he blesses your faithfulness. He has seen your faithfulness, and he just wants you to know it's not only you're going to experience that again, but more, but more, but more. Yeah, I bless what you're doing. I bless what you're doing, Father. You just delight in your daughter. Thank you, God. Yeah, you just keep receiving. Whatever we're doing, you just keep receiving, okay? You have permission to just be wherever you are, okay? Carolyn's ankle, it's a little bit sore, but it is better. Okay, Grant, keep speaking to it. Because often when we pray for healing, we experience like a measure of healing and it feels a little bit better. But then the best way to keep that going is to pray again. Because Philippians 1:6 says, he who began a good work will see it through to completion. This is John. Go.
Mine's for Dan and the youth after that. So get ready, youth. For you, mate, I really sense there's a spirit of breakthrough over your life, and that God really wants to place you in community and put people around you that are going to really take you to a higher place, and that you're going to really soar. I just see you're going to tap into the glory realm like never before. And that there's going to just be angels all around you. You're going to hear angelic sounds in your room, in your quiet place. And then that's going to come through here. And people's lives are going to be transformed by what you bring through your worship. So, Lord, we just pray more fire over him. We just pray more of your presence, Father, that he'd feel like he belongs, that he'd feel just that fatherly presence, Father, that he'd be so welcomed in this place, Father. Just touch him right now. And also for the youth, I just sense for you guys that I know there's been some suicides in the area. Part of my work is working with churches, and there's been anxiety in some of the churches amongst the youth. And I just break off all anxiety over your minds in Jesus' name, and that your identity isn't found in the world. It isn't found in how popular you are. It isn't found in how cool you are. It isn't found in how many friends you have on Instagram or Facebook, or how many people will look at your stories, but your identity is found in Christ, and that he wants to touch you right now. So just raise your hands in the air just towards Jesus. He just wants to pour out his presence on you. That where some of you have felt alone, where you felt like no one cares about me, I'm not spiritual enough to be in church, this is too complex, he wants to simplify himself to you. He wants to reveal himself, and he's going to pour out his love right now. Even if any parents are here, just lay your hands on them, especially. Thank you, Lord. Just your electricity from heaven right now, just your presence just coming down, just all anxiety leave in Jesus' name. We just pray a rebirth in the mind, that thoughts would change, that any blockages to your presence would be removed. He's just saying sometimes distractions need to go, technology can be a distraction, friends can be a distraction. He's just taken all those things away and he's saying, just focus on me, I'm here for you.
Still ministering there, just keep going. Where I want to bring us into land, I want to be emphatic about this. Do not go into sermon mode right now, because that is not what we are doing, okay? I want to minister into this area of the spirit of adoption that we've been going after over the past few weeks. And I've just been seeing Jesus really touch this realm in people's hearts and feeling it start to land, and I just don't feel like we're meant to change the subject. So even as I start reading a couple of scriptures, please don't go into, oh, well, this is a sermon. I actually want to minister this to you, and then I've got a very specific way I want to pray for us all in just a moment. So just stay in, we're in ministry mode right now, okay? I've got a couple of words for people in the midst of this. The spirit of adoption, we hear about it in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. It says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship," or the spirit of adoption. "And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." In other words, this spirit of adoption, it is the ministry of the Holy Spirit that connects us deep to the heart of our Heavenly Father, and it's that connection that chases away all fear. So how do we know when we're experiencing the spirit of adoption? Because fear runs away. And his spirit testifies with our spirit that we are his children. In other words, this is not just a theological thing. This is the deepest, most intimate, most core part of me cries out to the deepest, most intimate part of the heart of the Father and hears back from the Father, "You are mine. You are mine. You are mine." Whoever it was that wrote Hebrews, whoever she was, Hebrews chapter 1 says, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets and at many times in various ways, but these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." That's the NIV that I just read it in. If you read it in the Passion Translation that Brian Simmons wrote, he says, "In these last days, he speaks to us in the language of a son." And in the footnotes, and if you want to get really wrecked and really just blown away, don't read the Passion Translation, but read all of the footnotes and the explanatory things, because they are utterly profound. And Brian's footnote to that verse says, "We speak English, God speaks son." Now, here's what I want you to hear in that, because what has been just wrecking my heart over the past couple of weeks in the best possible way, sort of funny, in the kind of river movements when we talk about getting wrecked, and that's a good thing, like my heart just gets rocks to the core, is the language of son takes us out of the theology of it and into that experience that Jesus must have had when at Jesus' baptism, when he ripped open the heavens and the Father screams out, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." And the essence of that is the Father going, "That's my boy." And Jesus, who is down on earth, his spirit resonating because this is the voice that he has been intimately connected to for all of eternity. And the deepest, most core part of his spirit resonates with that voice when he hears, "Son." Now, this is not about gender. Just to be really clear, this is not, and that's why I'm not going son, daughter, all of that. It's about inheritance. And it's about the nature of what that voice does. A couple of weeks ago, I told you the story of Daniel's experience when he was 4 years old and some other spirit just got on him. And it was counterfeiting. It was trying to say, it was saying the right words, but something about the voice didn't feel right. And this is the thing about the language of son. It's not just about the words, but the presence that the words bring with them. So when some other voice might be saying the same words, it doesn't carry that same chasing away fear experience. But the moment the true voice came back, he felt the language. He didn't just hear the words, he felt the language. And the language is son. For those of us that are part of our hubs and on our Facebook, if you saw our hub video last week, I told you a story of one of my recent experiences of the spirit of adoption. And, you know, in my heart, I was just asking this question of, you know, maybe the anointing's lifted off me. Maybe the cloud has moved. Maybe something's changed. And then an amazing human in our life, having no idea whatsoever that that question had gone on in my heart, just unloaded a 10-minute prophetic word, just affirming my heart and affirming that the Father was there and he was still working and that our best days were still ahead of us. But as soon as he opened his mouth, I knew it was the Father because it wasn't just the words, it carried the heart. And for those of us that are not used to having a father speak tenderly to us in a way that makes us feel strong, in a way that chases away fear, this voice may feel foreign to you. And we want to turn that around. Because this voice connects you back to your core. I want to read you that Romans 8 verse from The Passion. Again, Brian Simmons. And this is just, like, this is just as good as the worship experience we had before. That was a two-tissue worship set. And unfortunately, I only had one. So do not do anything with my back pocket here because it will not minister well to you. Romans 8 in The Passion says, yeah, too much information, I know. This is in the Passion Translation. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Now get this. This is verse 15. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. You did not receive the spirit of religious duty leading you into the fear of never being good enough, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned. For as he rises up within us, our spirit join him in saying the words of tender affection, "Beloved Father." For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, "You are God's beloved child." It's the nature of the voice. It's not just the words, it's not just clinical, because his voice is like the sound of many waters, and the sound of many waters is an experience. that is all-encompassing and chases away fear. In just a moment, I want to pray a prayer over all of us, because I want to minister right back to your very beginnings. Because for some of us, this spirit of rejection got a hold way, 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 way back. Yeah, whether you felt that you were unwanted, whether you felt maybe you were the wrong sex, maybe you were not exactly what your parents wanted, maybe your parents didn't know how to handle you, maybe your parents didn't know how to deal with their own emotions, and as a result, you never fully heard that voice. You might not have heard a negative voice, but you didn't hear that tender voice that chases away fear and speaks to your core and leaves you deeply connected to who you really are. I want to pray over that. But I've got a couple of words for people. And what I felt was, in a sense, that the Father was releasing a spirit of adoption over me as a father of the house, to release this voice over some of you. Very, very personally, and the words are for them, but the words are also so that you understand what the voice of the Father sounds like and what it does. I'm going to lose it in just a moment. Eilis, you were the first one, and when you sang that song earlier, I just went into meltdown, because what I felt was the Father's pride over his daughter. Not only is your voice just stunning and beautiful and it ministers just as you open your mouth, but the way that you pour out your heart, the way that you have said, God, I only do this for you, I only sing for you, this is my one thing, this is a you and me thing. And what I felt him say, as well as I just felt his abundant pride over you, is you are going to begin to experience his voice come back to you with the same tenderness that you lifted up to him. There is a beauty and a tenderness and such a softness in the way that you release worship. And you're going to start hearing that voice coming back to you in a way that at first is probably going to feel awkward or uncomfortable or weird or something. It's like, whoa. But this is him, because he's going to acquaint you with the depth of his heart. And what will happen to your voice from there is scary good. But more than your voice, he's got that already. He wants you to experience the depth of his daddy love for you in the depth of your heart. So listen, because he's going to do it a little differently to what you're used to. But it's going to chase away fear and release you into the fullness of everything he created you to be. You're amazing. Bless you. Kevin, there was a number of words I had where I felt like there was a season change coming for people, and that I feel like for all of us, God's going to begin to meet us in some new ways. But Kevin, for you in particular, I felt like God say, yeah, you have a real depth in your walk with God, and you've been walking with him for years and years and years, and there's a uniqueness about your walk with God. And what I felt him say was, prepare to be surprised. You're unique already, but he is going to start to meet you in ways that are a bit left field for you, that are a bit different for you, and are going to come kind of as a surprise. May even sneak up on you, but he's telling you ahead of time so that you know that it's him. And when you kind of turn, you go, oh, that's what you meant, rather than what the heck is that? So bless you. Bless you. Jonathan, what I felt the Father point to was there are seeds of revival in your heart that go way, way back generationally. They go back to your parents and the times where you live, but there are seeds of revival that you may not even be aware of in your heart because of the age you were back there. And you know, I was quizzing you a couple of weeks ago about the mission field and all, because I've been feeling this for a few weeks. And I wanted to get an idea if I was even in the ballpark or not. but your answers to the questions gave me a hint that I was at least in the ballpark. And I felt him say, there are seeds of revival in your heart, in your generational blessing. And again, like the other two, God's going to start coming to you and meeting you in new ways. And it is going to chase away every bit of fear and every bit of intimidation. And he's going to connect you back to that childlike fire within. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel like, and others around you might go, who is this? When the Spirit came on Gideon, he became like a different man. And I just have this sense of you becoming like a different man kind of on the outside, but you becoming that. But what it really is the fullness of who you are created to be is being released in fullness. And I feel like he's going to start to meet you in new and different ways as well. And the characteristic of his voice, even though when we talk to the seeds of revival, we kind of go fire and, you know, all of that really. But actually, I feel like it is the voice of the Spirit of adoption. It's actually gentle, it's tender, and it's speaking to the core of who you are. That starts to, it lifts you out in a way that's not going to take away your gentleness. It's not going to turn you into a me, for example, which, yeah, you might be really thankful for. But it will be an unintimidated gentleness. There'll be a boldness on you, but because of your gentleness, you're going to get behind the guards of people in a way that at first will even surprise you and will surprise them, but you'll both step back and go, well, that had to be God, because neither you or me could do that. I have much more to say, but another time, but bless you. Okay. What I want to do is pray a prayer over us all as we bring this into land, and then, you know, we'll allow time to pray for people down the front once we're officially done. When you were conceived, we know that there were two things that came together. What you're not aware of often is the third thing that was a part of that. And that is, you were birthed from the heart of God before you were birthed from your mum. And that moment of conception, yes, sperm and egg came together, but what actually created life in you, and the picture I have is like you were birthed out of the passionate heart of God, out of the depths of the coals of the passion of his heart, and he took a coal that was burning white hot, released that, and at the moment where sperm and egg met, that coal came to life as a human being. And one of the things that rejection does and trauma does is it disconnects us from that burning fire on the inside. And what the Father wants to do is release the trauma from around that fire and connect you back to that childlike burning fire that came out of his heart and created you. Even if you think you were an accident, you were not. Even if your parents think you're an accident, you were not. Because you were birthed from the heart of God before anything else happened in that realm. Before he formed you in the womb, he knew you. So what I want to do is I want to pray a prayer. And I want to pray over you as a father would pray. From the beginning of your conception, right through to your birth, and I want to speak blessing over every one of those stages, and how this comes out is going to be different depending on who's in the room. I don't actually know what's going to come out of my mouth. I just know what I've got to open my mouth and start doing. So what I want you to do is to go into receive mode right now and just get in touch with the presence of the Holy Spirit for you. See, this spirit of adoption blesses you right to the core. And being connected to the blessing of the Father is what gives you life. So just get in touch with where the presence of the Spirit and the Father is for you. And just receive and just listen. And for some of you, there are different parts of this prayer that you will resonate with, and others you may not, because all of us have got Yeah, we carry blessing and we carry voids and we carry other stuff. And whether you feel anything or not, this is still doing something. So just stay in receive mode while I pray over you. In the name of Jesus, and as a spiritual father, I bless the moment of your conception. I bless that moment where sperm and egg met, and that fiery coal that came from the heart of your Father in heaven met and caused your life to begin in that moment. I bless that moment. I declare that that is a good moment. I bless your conception. I bless it. I bless it. I bless it. From that moment, you became a living spiritual being. And for some of you, that moment had confusion around it or had pain and trauma around it. Because your spirit is instantly alive, it can sense what's going on around you. It can pick up what is going on in the family, in the relationship, in the marriage, and in the mum. If we can just keep our kids really settled during this time, I just want to make sure that we're really able to receive. And so, God, every piece of trauma around conception, in the name of Jesus right now, I ask that you would draw it off them and begin to draw it like a magnet to the cross, because you paid a price. Surely you took up our infirmities and you carried our sorrows. So God, I ask that you would begin to draw out of us like a magnet any trauma that happened around conception. And in the name of Jesus, I bless your conception. I bless that moment. I bless it. I bless it. I bless it. I bless every cell as it divides, as it multiplies, and your body, your organs, your brain begins to take shape. I bless every cell division. I bless every cell of your being as you grow. Every new cell that is formed as cells divide, I bless in Jesus' name. Right through every moment of that pregnancy. God, where our spirit picked up fear. For anyone where there was trouble in the pregnancy, where there was danger, where there was the fear of you not lasting the pregnancy, in the name of Jesus, we chase off that fear and we draw it to the cross like a magnet, and we declare over you that you were destined to be. You were destined to be. That you're going to make it. It's going to be okay. Growing, you're developing. And any anxiety that was felt because of conflict between parents, conflict in the family, confusion in relationships, in Jesus' name, we draw off that fear. And Jesus, we ask you, like a magnet, to draw that to the cross. We lift that fear off you. In Jesus' name, we bless every moment of your growth, right up to the moment that you were born. And for anyone where there was trauma in birth, in the name of Jesus, we draw that trauma off you right now, and we draw it like a magnet to the cross. And we bless the moment of your arrival. We bless the moment of your birth. We declare over you that this is a wonderful and good moment. Now, there's a picture that I feel that he wants to see. And whether you just start imagining it or whether he gives you a picture, either way is fine. the moment you were born, there may have been all sorts of different things happening in that room. But one thing I can tell you is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there were three people in that room that no one else could see, that were dancing, that were celebrating, and were saying, "Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for you to arrive. Because I saw you in eternity. I saw you all the way back there, and I knew that this moment would come. And I've been so, so excited that this moment will come. So welcome. Welcome. Welcome." And in the name of Jesus, we break every bit of rejection or perceived disappointment off the moment of your birth, and we release you into that experience of feeling welcomed and adored by the Father. And we marinate you in that experience now, in Jesus' name. And we give permission for you to connect to that childlike fire, that burning coal, burning fiery coal that came from the heart of the Father and conceived you and formed your core. We give you permission to connect to that now in Jesus' name. And we say to hearts and minds, connect to that fiery, passionate place where trauma can't stand, where fear and rejection can't stand. Where you experience nothing but life, pulsating life. And you hear the voice of your Heavenly Father speaking tenderly to you, speaking to your worth, speaking to your value. I bless the moment you were born. I bless it. I bless it. I bless it. I declare it is a good day. It is a day that brought delight to your Father in heaven in ways that you could never imagine. The Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as He whispers into our innermost being, "You are God's beloved child." Father, wherever you're ministering right now, I just bless your children. God, we release that spirit of adoption over every heart and over every life. And every feeling that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not whatever it is enough. We just ask Jesus, you would draw that to the cross like a magnet and replace it with that voice that says, "You are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. And I don't care if your nappy is poopy. You are the absolute object of my undying delight. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In Jesus' name." Going to get Dan and the crew to do a song as we bring this to a close, and then as soon as the song's, you know, kind of the heart of the song is done, we're going to end the live stream. Sorry to those of you who are watching online, and then we're just going to open up. And if anything that we've ministered into today is resonating with your heart, but you feel like, "Yeah, I need someone to pray for me into that," we would deeply, deeply love to do that. So come out here, and we would love to do that. But they're going to do a song called Run to the Father, and It is just His heart that you, just like a little kid does when mum and dad come home and they haven't seen them for a while and they run and go, Daddy, Daddy, or Mummy, Mummy, with excitement, knowing that only a loving embrace awaits them. That is the heart of this song. So I want to encourage us to stand up and just engage with this in whatever way you need to, whether it's as an act of worship or whether it's just, God, this is what I'm doing. I'm bringing my heart to you. I feel broken. I'm hurting. I'm messed up. And I need to hear your voice. I need to connect to that voice that says, you are my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased. And then once we're done there, if you want someone to pray for you, come on down and then you'll be free to go after that. But let's just let God minister to us through this.